Tychicus in the commentaries. If you have watched the video or read some of the resources on the topic of Antiochus in the resource sections, you know that the Antiochus interpretation cannot work for the little horn. It cannot fit in any way. The texts do not allow for it. Study it with yourself. You'll see. Now, here's a fact. It's important to remember this. Pretty much any commentary that you pick up today, liberal commentary, conservative, Protestant, evangelical, Jewish, almost all these commentaries, and most likely without any exception, will identify that little horn power of Daniel 8 as Antiochus Epiphanes, Antiochus the Fourth Epiphanes. And frankly, they're all wrong. Again, don't take my word for it. Just look carefully at the text. Look at what we have shown, and you can know for yourself that they are wrong. Now, the point I want to make is this. You have to be prepared that if you were to give someone a study on 1844, and they went on their own and did a little research, every commentary they pick up would tell them that Antiochus is the little horn. Now, some commentaries will say that it's also some type of final antichrist to the little horn, which, no question, is a lot closer to the meaning of the text than the Antiochus interpretation is. But this multiple fulfillment idea, which we have touched on in the resources, but we'll explore more later, doesn't work here either. The point is, just be prepared for it, that's all. And the key to be prepared for it is very simple. Just know the text well enough to see why the interpretation is wrong. Now, why do they get it wrong? Well, you know, that's a long story with a long history. But my simple response is, so what? I mean, folks, these commentaries are written by fallible human beings who probably also believe that the Sabbath was changed to Sunday, or that the day doesn't matter, or that the dead are burning in hell right now, or the saved are with Jesus in heaven, or whatever. I mean, who cares what others say? What matters is that we can carefully look at the text and see how impossible the Antiochus interpretation really is. I mean, folks, look at it like this. Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, King Antiochus Epiphanes the Fourth, then God's eternal kingdom right after. Come on, that's ludicrous. How about Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, pagan Rome followed by papal Rome all through history, then God's eternal kingdom? Of course, it makes so much better sense. And the reason it makes better sense is simple. It's because it's true.